Welcome to Loaded and Rolling. I'm your host, Thomas Wasson. Fun topic for today, and this is especially for fleets. One of the big things, of course, that challenges that fleets and owner operators are facing is not only the economy, but even dealing with extra costs. And so, super excited to be talking about today how to keep those thousands of fleets happy. I know it can be hard in this line of work, whether it be a customer, market conditions, or even brokerages, but you know, we are going to bring on an expert here, Cindy Ellers, Chief Commercial Officer at Best Pass, to talk about some of these challenges and also talk about some of their recent moves, if you don't know what Best Pass does. So, Cindy, pleasure to get to talk to you and have you on. First, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, you as well. And first of all, thanks for having me today. So I am the Chief Customer Officer here at Best Pass. Where historically we've done toll management. I think as we'll talk about today, we've expanded that quite a bit. I've been here for the last 3+ years. And before that, really just focused on customer advocacy types of roles. So making sure that, you know, the things that customers need from products actually hit the shelf and in software.
And it's a really cool thing to see, especially within software and advocacy, because I feel like that probably is something where customers can give you hidden gems that when you're developing products and software, you don't always catch.
100%. Yeah. I think a lot of the best ideas that we get are from our customers, and it's easy to miss them, especially those, you know, hidden gems that you see come across as themes across the customer base.
So tell us a little bit about how Best Pass works for those who are unfamiliar.
Yeah. So historically, we really kind of got started through the Trucking Association of New York as a member benefit, just to consolidate folks' toll programs, right? There's 50+ agencies across the country. And what we help clients with is just consolidating all of those bills into one so that they can keep on top of it, be a little bit more proactive with their toll data, and also allocate it in the ways that they need to.
And I kind of having that opportunity, because tolls are can be very tricky, especially making sure you have the right information. You know, you're getting billed correctly. You're not forgetting to pay anybody. You're going to be in contact with fleets and owner operators. And so you kind of get firsthand knowledge about what's going on in the market. Can you talk to us a little about some of these challenges and what are you hearing as we're getting through this first quarter of 2024 and beyond?
Yeah. Toll's expensive. That's kind of what I'm hearing. So just like everything else in the market, toll rates are increasing. We're seeing new gantries pop up with, you know, new tolls. We're seeing increases on existing rates. They impact large fleets and small fleets and owner operators a little bit differently. On the for-hire side, especially, those companies want to make sure that they're able to allocate the toll to trips so that they can bill it out or price it into their loads. But they're a little bit more financially stable, though they've got to keep their shareholders obviously happy on the larger side. With the owner operators, keeping track of toll could mean the difference between having a business or not, especially with the current compressed margins that we're seeing, as well as the increasing rates for things like fuel, even, you know, driver salaries and things like that. Cost has been really a running theme over the past, I would say, 9 months. Not that it wasn't important before, but obviously the load prices have shifted over the course of the past 18 months or so.
And I think you've highlighted a really interesting point that I often see, but people assume trucking is all one thing, but size and scale matter. And for these larger fleets, I think this is something that's really fascinating to dive into a little bit. Their goal is to pass this on to the customer. And then do the customers frequently pay them back on some of these lanes? A fleet just has the data, they send it over, or is this something that adds an additional complexity in terms of even trying to get paid for the tolls you're incurring for the route that they approve?
Yeah. So fleets that are doing it well, yeah, they're able to pass those costs through. I think the benefit of working with a Best Pass is that you get your toll transactions much faster, and you have all of that data consolidated. Because if you don't get the transactions in time, you can miss a window to bill back a customer, or worse, if you price your load with toll included, not knowing what those costs are ahead of time can make a difference between a profitable load or you know, really just paying somebody to haul their stuff. Actually, is what a customer labeled it the other day on a phone conversation we had. So it's just to share some of the scale on our larger fleets. Some of these larger fleets are spending over $100 million in toll. So it's not the same as, you know, two cars in a driveway going through a toll here and there. These folks are traveling coast to coast, hitting tolls all over the country. And it can make a big difference in profitability if it's not being managed properly. On the owner-operator side, because we run so much volume, I think last year we hit $1.6 billion worth of toll running through Best Pass, we're able to pass through the discounts that a larger fleet might get that an owner-operator wouldn't. And so it can make a really big difference and help them compete a bit better, right? It levels the playing field, at least on the toll side.
And learning how to get discounts, large fleets can get discounts, smaller fleets are getting access to this. Is this something where I'm assuming if I offer to pay you quicker, you'll charge me less compared to those who forget to pay?
For sure, agencies need to get paid on time, right? Or you lose things like discounts. I think the biggest benefit, though, when fleets sign on with us is we're paying the agency, so they're not suffering there. Of course, we need to get paid too, but keeping your toll program in check results in generally 85 to 95% reduction in violations. And with violations, you could get, you know, a $2 toll that comes 3 weeks later and you've got a $50 fee tacked on. So avoiding those is a huge cost savings factor for the fleets that are working with us.
I didn't even consider that the $2 would turn into 50. And so it's almost as if you're not using a company to help you out, you forget one or two. And next thing you know, you get stopped and someone's asking for like 200 bucks.
Yes. Yeah. And some customers, when they're signing on with us, have thousands, even $1 million worth of outstanding toll with individual agencies. And so it can accumulate. And especially if you're running decentralized versus having all of your vehicles registered in one place that's receiving all of the notices, it's really easy to lose track. And then the expense just gets out of control because you're layering on administrative fees and late fees and collections fees. So it can become a really, really expensive problem. One of the fleets that recently joined us came on board and had about $200,000 worth of toll with an agency that was owed that turned into a $1.2 million fee.
Wow.
From that agency. Yeah.
Holy cow. And I think that's an interesting thing as well. I've spoken to you all in the past, and one of the things was that plates and your tags and how the tolls, some of them take pictures of your tags. And then sometimes I've heard that they get mixed up with cars and then you have to like deal with that. And if you don't go fast enough, then they're going to charge you more anyway.
Yeah, I will say that the license plate read and OCR technology that they're leveraging has improved a lot. So hopefully there's less mix up than maybe there was in the past where folks are getting charged for toll that isn't there. But that's one of the really awesome value adds of this, which I know we're going to talk a little bit more about, but the combination of the GPS data with the toll data so that you can actually make sure that those transactions that are hitting your account that you're having to pay for are yours.
Well, let's talk about integrations, GPS, and other aspects. There's a new partnership with Geotab recently announced. Tell us what this means and how is this going to impact users and add to that value add?
Yeah, so it's really exciting. I think we were, I personally wasn't at the Geotab Connect conference, but I heard it was met with a lot of excitement. We're doing a couple things with that integration. So first of all, toll data has always been sort of siloed in a separate part of the ecosystem. So these trucks these days, they've got, you know, three cameras and all of this equipment recording everything that's happening. And there's a lot of stuff that's really well centralized and toll is sort of off to the side. Well, it was. Now with this integration, we're able to pull that toll data directly into Geotab so that in the future, we'll be able to do things like actually match tolls to trips, which becomes really important, especially in this market, as people are really trying to allocate costs to particular trips, right? So that they're pricing loads fairly, but not absorbing expense that they shouldn't be absorbing. Yeah. And then also, it allows us to take the GPS data from Geotab to match that to toll transactions. So that way, they can tell if something's being, a transponder is being used off hours or in a way it's not supposed to, if it's been stolen. Our first pilot customer actually had $80,000, I think, worth of toll rack up on a transponder that was stolen before they noticed. And with this, you can notice within a day instead of months passing and having it become such an expensive problem.
I think that's a great thing to catch because from my experiences in fleet operations, sometimes when the driver is laden with a load, it's okay, you can pass on the toll, but if they're going to PC, if they're going home, I'm assuming for fleets, they may not be catching the fact that their drivers could be taking these routes unapproved without a load to attach it to, and they're just racking up extra costs along the route without ever knowing.
Yes. Yeah. So, and you know, sometimes it's that and it's off hours use. Sometimes things just get mixed up, right? So a truck hits the maintenance shop and the transponder gets moved from one truck to another. That stuff seems like pretty minor, but when you've got tens of thousands of vehicles on the road, it can become a really expensive problem. And when you're not allocating costs properly, you could be then billing the wrong customer for the toll, and they're gonna challenge that too. The biggest thing is right now we're seeing a lot more theft happen with the transponders, which are they're essentially like wallets, right, for toll, right? It's like a credit card. So you go through that toll, you've paid it, and we're seeing things, especially in the Northeast, with really expensive toll, where it'll look like a gig driver has taken this transponder and they're just running the bridges and the tunnels, which some of those are over $100 just to cross, like the George Washington Bridge. So it becomes really expensive really, really fast.
I have no idea about the aspects of the fraud. I've known that there's been some cargo thefts and other things, especially with fuel cards, but I had no idea they were getting clever enough to take the transponders because it's $100 across the GW bridge. That's kind of mind-blowing. If you're a fleet with hundreds of trucks or even 5, 10, or 15, you're not going to catch it until way down the line if you don't have the tech. That'll give you the red flag.
Yeah, some of these guys are running millions of tolls over the course of a month, so it's near impossible to catch that without something in place to flag it.
And talking about other real big things, especially an announcement last November acquiring Fleetworthy Solutions, little mergers and acquisitions here. You know, tell us a little bit about Fleetworthy Solutions and what does the acquisition mean? Because you could see growth in this space.
Yeah, so we actually partnered with Fleetworthy for the last 5 years leading up to the acquisition. And so it just made a lot of sense. I think, you know, they've done a lot of work in licensing and permitting with toll often getting in the way. Because, of course, if you don't pay your toll, your registration will be suspended until you take care of the toll. Separate and apart from that, one of the challenges our customers had was not getting plates on their tolling account in time to avoid violations. So trucks road ready, and maybe the person managing the toll account doesn't know that until a couple of weeks later, there are violations happening in that span. So it allows us to first of all, offer a more comprehensive suite of solutions, which is really exciting. And then separately, it just made sense. It's capturing a broader part of the life cycle of a vehicle for our customers. They also have a really, really neat platform called CB Suite that brings together asset data, driver compliance data, tax data, and now toll data and citations data. So again, it's just about, you know, meeting our customers with the data that they need where they are. Just like with Geotab, we'll be able to bring all of that data into CB Suite, which just provides a lot of value, especially as fleet executives are paying a lot more attention to toll because it's growing in cost, and it's helpful. You know, data's not super useful unless it's connected with other data in a meaningful way. And so this really just brings us closer.
I think that's fun to watch the development of these dashboards. When I was at a very large asset fleet, it always felt it was nested under these various types and departments. You never really figured out at a glance what the heck was going on. So for these smaller fleets that want to have the access and find it out, having this acquisition will help them being able to combine it all together and have something to look at. Because I've noticed with TMS platforms, a lot of times the smaller fleets don't have the tech, they don't have the resources. So they're flying blind almost in this market compared to the more larger, more mature carriers who can pick and choose and have the capital.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you know, I think the neat thing about CB Suite too, and that was one of our favorite parts of just the whole Fleetworthy acquisition, is it brings all the data together and then gives everybody sort of this appropriate level of view, right? So if you are operating a huge fleet, you've got sort of an entity structure, a hierarchy, so that folks in certain locations can see everything pertaining to their location and nothing else. And the executives have a much broader view where they can drill in and narrow down into certain segments of their fleet. But it's really, you know, it's well suited for fleets large and small. It can integrate all sorts of data from outside systems as well. So you really get this single pane of glass view. That now, you know, Toll is a part of, which is super exciting for us and our customers as well.
So will that eventually let me find the drivers that purposely take extra tolls, even though they're not supposed to, and then I can finally identify and drill into which ones are costing me more money? Because I feel like that's been a problem managing any fleet, is you have 5 or 10 even, and you don't know what they're doing most of the time until something really messes up.
We have gotten so many questions from our customers. Can you help me with route compliance? Help me with route compliance, because it seems like, you know, we dictate the routes and we're costing them, you know, with the cost per mile for fuel and maintenance and we're working on the toll stuff. But ultimately, I don't have any control over which route this driver takes. And so I think, you know, there's more to do there, but certainly something that we'd love to help tackle if we can with the toll data. I think toll's one piece of information. Certainly they could take a different route that doesn't happen to have toll. And that might be harder for us at Best Pass to catch, but a problem we're solving for sure.
It's definitely a fun one. It never goes away. I remember old driver tech units, they basically would spoon feed the entire routing guide and tell them when they could stop, when they could fuel, when they could do this. And then you let them loose, they go to a smaller fleet and they're just plugging in like a Garmin. They're just going at it. And you're like, why did you rack up all of this money? And then next thing you know, it's a never-ending battle. Talk about accomplishments. This is a big one. Being in Freight Waves, get to talk about freight tech. It's such a fun thing to see. I've been in this nearly 3 years now, watching these companies grow. You all recently made it in the Freight Tech Top 25, ranked number 4 overall. Big congratulations. Tell us a little bit about what that means, as well as, you know, how did you all get there to make the list?
Yeah, it was huge for us. Really exciting. It was actually our first time on the list. So to be number 4, we were blown away. And, you know, I think, you know, we've done a lot of work over the past few years to really shift from where we started, which was let's aggregate and consolidate the toll, to let's help our customers make the most value that they can out of the toll data by providing actionable insights, right? And a lot of that stuff that we talked about with the Geotab integration, those are the types of things that we've been working on. And it all comes, you know, as we started this chat today with our customers, it all starts with our customers. So I couldn't have done it without all of the feedback and the great relationships we've built with them. But we've spent a lot of time over the last 18 months, really more time with our customers, asking them about, you know, what problems they're trying to solve, both with toll and outside of it. And you know, that just drove a lot more innovation from our teams to be able to solve those problems versus just consolidating the toll. And the things that we were hearing were, you know, we can't bill back our customers in time. We can't allocate costs properly. Those types of problems that we've gotten a little bit more innovative about solving through the connection of our data with other sources of data.
And I think that's a great story to look into. I remember I did some webinars with Best Pass talking about tolling. I never dealt with the issue on a fleet ops side because it became a kind of a financial, you know, back of house thing. And I think that's really fascinating, because the first stage I remember talking with y'all, learning about the challenges of even connecting all of these states who have all these little tolls that may be private, may be public, and they all don't talk to each other and they all want money and will charge you extra. And then now it's maturing into, we figured out this problem, now we can help with these other problems. You know, is that kind of one of the step looking ahead, looking into the future, building these steps here? What are y'all there most excited about, or what are you looking into the horizon as you've started this foundation and you're expanding?
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of that has shifted as a result of the market too, right? Like even 3 years ago when I joined Best Pass, I was hearing, you know, I need to get organized, but I don't really feel like dealing with toll because my day job is safety. This is a huge distraction. Make it go away. Whereas now everybody's looking to really try and cut costs and manage expense. And so it's getting a lot more exposure. And that's, you know, we've shifted alongside our customers to really be able to deliver on something that helps them do that. In terms of what's next, so Geotab was huge. I think Fleetworthy and that acquisition was really exciting as well to be able to bring data to more places. We've completely revamped our user portal to provide a lot more insights through dashboards there, but I'm really excited to be able to bring all of the analytics that we've built and meet other platforms in the space that, you know, telematic systems, TMSs, to be able to expand to serve customers who maybe aren't on Geotab or CB Suite yet. So I think we've got a pipeline of partners really excited to work with us. And I'm really excited to tick some more off the list and get data into the hands of more of our customers.
Well, I think it's a great thing what you all are doing because of the shift. I remember the back of house safety and compliance, and I was front of house fleet ops driver facing. Having them finally have that attention instead of me being pestered, I think is a really big cultural shift for fleets who just didn't understand. And then you can help evaluate it. Do you think also moving forward, this is what I'm kind of curious about, as we've got about 3 minutes left here, looking at, is there a best possible route and there's a most optimized route? Does that open the door later for these smaller fleets and through partnerships to have that same kind of routing access and data visibility that your largest nationwide carriers have that they've developed over 20, 30 years with their own homebrew?
Yes. Yeah. I think, you know, when you're looking at route optimization tools that are out there, toll might be included, but it's generally not accurate because it varies so much based on, you know, the size of the truck and number of axles and weight and time of day. And so we're eager to kind of connect precise estimates into that ecosystem to help fleets of all sizes, right? Everybody's got hours of service requirements. Everybody's got tracking on their vehicle. And it's easy enough to just integrate that data, right? And customers big and small are leveraging a lot of the same solutions when it comes to those requirements. And so getting embedded just, you know, helps those owner operators again just level the playing field a little bit.
And looking ahead, coming near the end here, for fleets for the in terms of growth as well. What do you kind of see in terms of the usage and application? Small 1 to 5 trucks, 50 trucks, 150. Is there any specific segment that is showing so much more interest in trying to save cost, or is this just across the board because of how tight the market's been at this time?
It's definitely across the board. I would say the larger for hire fleets are probably feeling the most pressure. They're really eager to solve these problems, especially, you know, tolling historically being sort of a cost of doing business. That's a thing of the past. It's a really important expense to consider, and it's rising to the level of, you know, even CFO in some cases who are joining meetings with us and asking us to help them optimize their program so that they're billing back and making sure that their loads are profitable. So I think probably the most pressure in the largest fleets because they're running a lot more toll, whereas smaller fleets, you know, might just make the decision to avoid a toll on certain routes. But it's certainly being felt across the board.
Great information as always. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Cindy. If folks want to find out more or learn more about Best Pass, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, the best way is just going to our website, bestpass.com. And you can, you know, read about us, see what customers are using us and look at some case studies and also get in touch with both our customer service teams or our sales organization.
Cindy, appreciate your time. Definitely keep an eye out for further developments.
Thanks so much, Thomas.
It's going to be a wrap for this show, but you can always catch us on demand for YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you may find your podcasts. We also have the newsletter come out Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. That's it for this week. Join us next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll do it live.